Hello, my little devils. Welcome to my Femdom Frenzy. I am Mistress Victory Von Stryker, your favorite southern sensual dominatrix. And this is my podcast where I get to tell you about the twisted things I do to my poor submissives when they dare to enter my dungeon. Now today, I'm gonna tempt you in a different way because it's hypnotherapy when life gets scary. Yes, I'm your Hellraiser. So do yourself a favor. Get ready to stop, sit still, and pay attention to your mind fuck intervention. But before I give you the juicy details, let me give a few shout outs to some of my favorite peeps. You know, those special people who are just the sweetest retweeters, beginning with Frank Middleton, the author of Blood, Music, and Mutation, and probably my biggest fan. I mean, thank you, Frank, for all of the times each day that you tell the world how much you love my voice. You are just the sweetest thing, and I am here for you anytime you need me, rest assured. Then there's Billy Crash of the Last Knock podcast and that amazing Kink Noir series. Stefan Angelina McElvain. Ooh, say his name, say his name, say his name. Pat Wong and her husband Harry. Yes, they are so legendary. E.A. Barker's Naughty Page. You know that it is all the rage. Thank you again to elustsexblogs.com. In their latest edition, they featured Rainbow in the Dark. Ooh, you know, it's quite a spark. Thank you to J. Willow Bay, my favorite editor, and he's got a brand new book in his Femdom Factory, and it's way better than Satisfactory. Then check out Kurt from Ocean's Envy. He's got new music just for you. That emo cool to get you through. And last but never least, there's that inviting, exciting, sexy beast, Mr. J.P. Downing. Mr. Silky Smooth and so astounding. So thank you to all my wonderful friends who help me get through every day. And you know, I love them so. So I just had to let all of you know. Now, like I said, this is a hypnotherapy story. So basically what we have here is a guy who he has nightmares, and not just nightmares, but sleep paralysis. I have it too, and believe me, it can be terrifying. Now, I've had my whole life to learn how to cope with it through guided dreams, lucid dreaming. I've talked with you about that before in other episodes. So this is my literary tale of how my southern charm prevailed. Recurring nightmares. Do you have them? How do you deal? In this modern age, my client consulted me instead of a doctor. He confessed that he couldn't sleep. So exhausted, he could weep. The same terror night after night. Paralyzed by fear, tired past the point of tears. He said he heard my reputation, so he came to me for restoration. I had a super plan to help this pathetic man. It's hypnotherapy when life gets scary. In my experience, the best way to heal a recurring nightmare is to change the ending. To do that, I want to start from the beginning. Yes, I'll raise your demon from the depths of hell, then exorcise it with my magic spell. When my grand finale takes you to heaven, I'll break your curse with my secret weapon. So, I put him in a darkened room to recreate his nightmare gloom. Then I made his focus me and my wand to set him free. Crystals of the purest blue will help us all see what's true. Lapis lazuli, the wisdom stone, with curative powers to bring him home. I guided him through meditation on the road to liberation. Believe in me with each deep breath. Relaxation, suggestive rest. I made him listen to my voice, convinced him that he had no choice. You must submit to what I say. Take my hand and I'll lead the way. Tell me all that haunts your dreams. I will point you through the stream. You are safe and here with me. Speak your truth and turn the key. He inhaled and let it go, faced his fears and let it flow. Whispered, I'm heading through a murky tunnel. There's a faint glow in the distance. I start running towards the light, but the faster I move, the further it looks to be. He said, suddenly I'm falling for what seems like forever. When I hit bottom, I can feel myself land. It's so real. Then a shadow looms over me. I try to scream, but I can't make a sound. I can't move at all. Finally, I wake up, scared to death and out of breath. Whew, what a nightmare, y'all. Sleep paralysis. I know it well. I too suffer from that hell. I praised him for his recitation, then shared a bit of information. You're grinding through your theta waves. That's the bump when you hit your rump. When you arrive in the world of dreams, keep in mind what it means. Just inhale and come to me. I'm the light that you see. Now your dread slips away with each step you take my way. Remember the wand in my hand. Reveal your truth at my command. You're falling, falling at my feet. Your destination is complete. Have no fear, I am here. All your demons disappear. Savor your anticipation. Surrender to my new sensation. Realize I'm here to stay. And now it's time for us to play. Kneel, my dear, and obey. Put your tongue between my thighs and lick in rhythm with my sighs. Taste my nectar, drench your face, sink into my holy grace. Worship pussy paradise as your cock begins to rise. Settle back on your knees. Jerk your dick if you please. Now wake up and get your bliss. It's time to give my cunt a kiss. Back to life, back to reality. Renewed, revived, and you belong to me. Y'all, he dined out at my Y. Such a good, devoted guy. Closing in with a sassy grin, I made his prick my new best friend. Washed away his heavy load. Then I sent him down the road. Deep in the night, in the absence of light, he still feels my fire. No stranger danger. A total game changer. Dreams bound by desire. The shadow is me. Sweet victory. Do yourself a favor. Submit to your Hellraiser. Don't forget to go to nightflirt.com. Call me and fall under my southern charm. And remember, you can surrender to my wild and wonderful world. It's ismygirl.com. listen to your favorite Dom. Love ya, mean it. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Still.